December 1st, 2014. How about that? December of 2014. Certainly a fascinating time to be alive in the financial markets. And today we're going to talk about one of these solutions that I found. I spent years looking for it just to find it so that today on December 1st. Wow, can't even believe it. Soon it's going to be 2015. Anyways, I spent all these years looking for it just so that today I could tell you about one of my favorite, I won't say new resources for understanding the financial markets and really the gold and silver markets in particular. Because I do think that does seem to be the leading candidate for what is the spark that finally changes the game as we know it, that some people are looking forward to, some people are not looking forward to, some people don't even know about. But anyways, today we're talking about Koos Janssen, a gold and silver analyst out of the Netherlands that I actually had the fortunate pleasure of getting to meet when I was living in the Netherlands last year. I've been familiar with his work. I believe he started certainly before I left the U.S. And, you know, one of these challenges of investing in these markets is that certainly for years now, depending on when people have gotten involved, but I remember for me, when I first started understanding what was really going on in that gold and silver, unless the banks have figured out a way to actually create new gold and silver, which I don't think they have. Although, given that I found out that we actually had a Tesla, actually we discovered a source of unlimited renewable energy until JP Morgan, his Illuminati buddies said, well, we can't sell it if it's free. And so they pulled the funding. So I've come to accept that anything is possible, but still, unless they've figured out how to create new gold or silver, while there is a lot of manipulation in the market that makes it very confusing to read through what's going on, we still are headed towards what I believe will be the short squeeze of a lifetime of a planet, not just our lifetimes, but again. I hope you can keep in mind that I always approach these things from the standpoint of my background as a trader, which was very valuable education in the difference between what should happen, what's fair, and what's going to happen. I think that there's a lot of value and application and room for all three, and even better when you learn how to incorporate and manage them, that's when you can start getting the type of outcomes that you'd like, which is exactly what we're digging into here, in which Koos and his blog at Bullion Star are great aids along in that process. So the way I always approach the gold and silver market, I didn't grow up with a gold bar in my crib or it's funny when my last year working on Wall Street, I went to the Christmas party and some of these guys are saying, oh, it's the gloom and doom guy, the gold bug, and anyway, I took that as a compliment. But, you know, again, it was just to me always a matter of once I started, I mean, I grew up always hearing about how, you know, what much of a disaster the U.S. government was. But even as a financial analyst, it's funny. In working for Moody's, going to Wharton, and then even for the first 4 years of working as an equity options trader and market maker, and actually, this would even include a summer internship at Merrill Lynch where I sat on the government trading desk. And yet, during all that time, never did I hear anybody point out anything about the actual severity of the government situation. Also interesting to note, I can't remember a single person on Wall Street that I met that traded gold or silver. Now, I wasn't involved directly with the COMEX, but there's just so few people that are studying and understanding these markets. And the reason why, with information like what we're going to discuss about that Koos is providing, it always reminded me of the equity options market where I was working, where it's one of those smaller markets that people aren't you know, if something goes bad in that market, it's that little column in the Wall Street Journal. Whereas when the housing market imploded, that catches everyone's attention. And I always noticed how I never met a diamond trader or anyone who worked in diamonds or gold or silver, or any of the precious metals in the entire, about 11 years that I was some capacity involved in Wall Street. And what that always creates is certainly an opportunity for investors that are getting good information where the rest of the world isn't. That's really the key to the game, right? And Coos was one of the ones that I discovered as I was searching out really the clues to this gold and silver puzzle, because there's very limited, and there's been a lot of evidence that even the data that is available that generally comes from the World Gold Council has, well, let's just say I don't trust it. I know a lot of other people don't trust it, and what's the right way to say this without that breaking any libel laws, but I find it to be biased. It's also very hard to tell how much gold is actually going into places like China and India, how much gold is actually left at the Federal Reserve, or is left that's owned by the Federal Reserve and hasn't been leased out. And certainly Coos was, I think he came on the gold and silver scene, I would guess maybe 2012. Hopefully we'll have him on the show soon and we can ask him. But what I like so much about his work is that he went out and was talking to people involved in the Chinese side of the gold market, which, I mean, if you start with the view that, to begin with, we have very little coverage of the gold and silver market, and then all the coverage we get is from sources that are owned by the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds, rather. I mean, again, it's a very centralized news feed that's coming through Reuters and all these different AP sources. And Coos was kind of going out and seeing the other side and actually putting some numbers to how much gold and silver, well, he was focusing more on gold at the time, but really digging into what nobody else was looking at. And I just wanted to introduce you, and sorry for my long-winded setting the context there, but when you think about this being the situation, and then really, to me, the key has always been finding good sources of information of people who are actually looking at facts and connecting them in a way that to me seems logical. I always liked Coos's, I guess, well, I hope I'm saying that right, Coos's work so much because, you know, he's coming from a different perspective. He's seeing it, he's Dutch, so he's not coming from the American perspective, which I think is always just getting different viewpoints was what I found so helpful about talking to different investors and traveling a lot. And, you know, just looking at some of the things that he's covered in the past couple weeks on his blog, the Dutch repatriating their gold, which I wonder if most investors know about really what's going on behind that. He's spoken on TV a lot about the German gold situation and really putting these clues together. And one of my favorite things about his work is that he lays out the evidence and researches a lot of fact. And if you like to just have more data points, and he gives his opinion but doesn't force you to accept anything, but really gives you the option to see some data that is generally hidden from the market. Here's another one, the mainstream media versus gold. It's two completely different stories. He's broken down and duked it out with the World Gold Council as well, showing some of the ways in which the numbers seemed inconsistent and actually citing particular examples. And I've always found his work to be very thorough, meticulous, and in detail and supported, as opposed to these, you know, bankers that come on CNBC and say, well, you know, gold market is a bubble, it's going to go down, and end up being often, as Ted Butler has pointed out, another silver manipulation expert, many occasions that, you know, we also see that there's this same group of banks that is buying at the bottom of all of these sell-offs at the same time when they're saying to sell. So obviously at this point, you know how I feel about the gold and silver market, but I'd really like to recommend Koos's blog. You can find him at bullionstar.com. It's a Singapore-based company that primarily actually has a storage option. You can buy or sell gold or silver, which certainly along those lines. Now, I have not purchased gold or silver or stored it with Bullion Star, but you can go and contact Koos if you have any questions about any of the options that are available there. Based on the fact that, again, I mentioned I was fortunate to meet Koos. I actually had an amazing Korean barbecue in Amsterdam, which I forget the name of it, but it's in the south part of town. And if you Google it, you'll find it. And we went there. We dined on a great Korean barbecue feast, discussed the gold market, and it was great to get to know him in person, develop a relationship, and really see inside his thought process and mindset, and also where he's coming from, because that's something that I've found is with so much information, some of which is intentionally designed to make us think it's one thing and then turns out to be another, that when you actually get to meet someone, get to know about their background, the experiences they've had, and here was someone that was actually didn't have a financial background, but just started reading more about Austrian economics, the gold picture, and then started to take it a step further and saw an opportunity that, or in a niche in the market that wasn't being filled. And certainly something that we talk about a lot on Arcadia out when we're discussing the solutions to this situation outside of financial, where, you know, if someone's worried about losing their job or the changes that are going to come as these things begin to develop, you know, really looking at the problems out there and thinking, all right, what is it that something I enjoy studying about that maybe everybody else is missing or getting wrong, or I think I could do better, or add a different angle on it. And that's Koos really had a career reinvention. And now it's amazing that I wake up and as I read the markets and the news, I'll see Koos popping up all over the globe in different news media. And it's A, from a gold investor standpoint and an economist and market analyst standpoint, it's great to have his work really showing something that we didn't have access to before. And I would consider recommended reading for all financial markets investors, because these markets are all connected. And as I started to mention before, I wonder at this point, you know, when it's like we've seen so much happen, what is it going to take before we see the break point in these markets? I tend to think that it will be when China finally takes in so much gold that the nefarious activities that some of the banks are trying to get away with in the market blows up and we have a failure to deliver. And I wonder if that's really the first domino of the fall that really causes enough chaos in this market that we really see what many have been expecting with the dollar. So what better way to be prepared for that than to have great research? And hopefully you're already subscribed to ArcadiaEconomics.com. And then on top of that, I would really recommend going to Bullion Star and seeing some of the amazing facts that Wall Street, I wouldn't say doesn't mention, probably doesn't even know about, that Koos is digging up here. And also, even if you're not a financial market investor, but perhaps you've been seeing the situation and really, and maybe you've heard some of the things I've said or written about that career transition and how do you take this situation and figure out a way to start something new, I think Koos is also a great example of that. Also a really nice guy. And of course, he has my favorite Dutch accent that was a special year in my life when I was living in the Netherlands. And so anyway, with that said, we're going to wrap this one up, but go check out bullionstar.com. And hopefully we'll have Koos on a future podcast. He's been a guest in a product we're creating right now called How to Survive and Thrive Even as the Dollar Dies. So subscribe to the podcast. We'll keep you posted on that and when that's available, how you can get that. And again, we'll also work on getting Koos on here. But he's a busy man these days because there's a lot going on in the market, but he's doing a great job of covering that. So check out BullionStar.com. And with that said, welcome to December 2014. Hope you are having a fantastic day, ready to start off this last month of the year. And now you have one of my favorite tools for being prepared for anything that comes your way. And with that said, thank you again for tuning in. Hope to see you again soon, and God bless you all.